Ladies and gentlemen, sharpen your poop knives, because this shit's about to get deep. Welcome to the Red Light Roundtable.
All right, boys, I'm out of a job.
Feel free to leave.
Was that good?
The
viewer numbers just went, nope, just fucking dipped. From six to nothing.
It's hard to dip from nothing
All those all the viewers of the podcast, they're called listeners, man.
Hey, I was bored.
Anyway, now that I got their shit back on track, welcome.
We called them the money.
The money.
Wow.
Anyway.
They weren't gone. They're gone now.
Yeah. Well, let's get them back. Welcome to week 11 of the Red Light Roundtable.
Hooray.
I got my nice
11.
I don't know if you guys can hear that, but that is the ice in my bourbon clinking through the glass.
Clinkity clink clink.
Yeah.
I am, I guess, not your host today. Connor, a.k.a. C. Cage, joining JT at the table, I guess, is... Yep.
AJ, also known as Echo. Hello.
I'm JT, and I've had the same Twitter handle for 3 weeks now.
Yeah, right.
I have! It's true!
All right.
JT, let's be real. It's not lasting.
It is. I feel it. It's happening.
You're going to be the clucking chicken in 2 weeks, and we all know.
Well, hey, I didn't want to give it away, but...
Your new Twitter handle is going to be...
The red coats are coming.
All over.
Oh, God. So we start off this podcast by explaining what a poop knife is?
No. Let them...
What? So...
Actually, before you do that, JT, I just want to read a screenshot I took of our Discord conversation
the other
day.
Don't do it! Don't let the secret out.
Oh, if you want to know the secret, come join us on Discord.
There you go. There it is. You get the top secret stuff.
Should I not give off the secret of your family business idea
Don't
create poop knives?
That's top secret, man.
The log splitter.
Zuckerberg's listening. If we give it away, he's going to be on it in
fucking,
a day.
I got zucked. Zucked in the A.
Jesus.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Well, all right. So
I'm disowned.
This episode of the Red Light Roundtable is brought to you by the log splitter.
It splits logs, and it's totally not an axe.
No.
Wow. So if you have shits that need a lumberjack, that's what this was for. Anyway, Overwatch League. Stage 2 wrapped up yesterday, as of this day we're recording, with... Unfortunately, New York Excelsior taking it all.
You know, every time I hear the Excelsior, I think of Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, yeah.
Bradley
Excelsior!
Cooper.
Excelsior!
Excelsior! Oh, man. But yeah, say be old baby, BBB, can have my say be old babies.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was on fire.
I mean, come on.
Best tracer in the world.
Oh, yeah. As any. Hands down.
I don't know. I think Snillo. Killo Snillo. Dude, he showed up for Philly.
Yeah, and they subbed him straight off.
Yeah, and then, like, okay, you're subbed now.
We're coming, oops, baby.
Bring an EQO and fail. And then Carpe decides, oh, I'm going to be a shitlord and not do anything.
I think probably suffering from quite some tiredness, unfortunately.
And Carpe, they looked exhausted.
That was very grueling. Those long wrist strokes.
I mean, it is.
Oh, man.
But however the result, that was some of the finest Overwatch I've ever seen.
I was pretty hyped. I was getting my wife into it, too. We were watching it on TV, and she's like, I don't understand why you watch any of this. And I'm like, well, it's amazing. Listen, and get me a beer and make me pie.
Wow.
Did she do any
of that? I would be very upset with you.
She did do none of those things.
I figured.
I didn't say those things either.
She probably told you to go get her a beer, and you did.
Yeah, and then she punched me and knocked me down the steps. It was pretty wild.
Wow.
Welcome to life at the JT house.
JT, are you okay? Do we need to talk?
Maybe.
Okay. Let's just say
it's not safe right now.
Oh, she's listening, isn't she?
She can hear
me. Blink once if she's listening.
He blinked three times. I don't know what that means.
Oh man, if she she hears this, she will abuse me.
Somebody send a link to her. Find her on the Facebooks, the Twitters, I don't know, somewhere.
But yeah, back on track though, that championship Sunday was really good.
I love that they're on Sundays now.
Yeah, I was. I didn't know how I was going to feel about that at first, but I'm really happy with that change.
Yeah, I like it a lot. But yeah, that was some fantastic Overwatch. Philly beating London was pretty surprising.
Yeah,
no, I know we had some.
We had some salty fans.
Connolly, not so much as another certain member of our Discord server.
Yeah, I try and balance out Nestle's.
Yeah,
way
I wasn't gonna say names
to bad things. Whenever Manchester United lose or London lose, he doesn't take it particularly well.
Wasn't there a day where Manchester and London lost on the same day?
Oh, maybe, probably. We're both pretty crap.
I feel like I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh God, but that yeah.
But at the end of the day,
not British man who's a huge London fan.
Yeah, but I just see it as, you know, playoffs don't actually like matter at the end.
Yeah, these playoffs don't matter
purely for bragging rights. And
yeah,
London looked what like they always do against Western teams. They don't really prepare. They always focus on the Korean teams, and they got smoked and rolled.
Yep,
by an incredible Philly team who have come so far.
They really have.
The stage.
No, it was good to see. It was also good to see them hold. Like, take them to game five, make it the whole, like, they looked impressive. They looked like they belong there, which they
didn't choke.
Yeah. They didn't choke, they just slowed down.
They got really heavily beaten on Kings Row, London with the fastest point A capture ever.
Yeah.
In Overwatch League on Kings Row. It was like under a minute. It's like 58 seconds or something. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. So that was... Stage. What do you guys think of stage two in general in comparison to stage one? Because now we're about halfway through the season, so we got two more stages to go.
Probably overall more entertaining.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to go. I found myself wanting to tune in every night that it was on instead of like, oh, Overwatch is on. I guess I can watch this. It was more like, oh, hell yeah, Overwatch. Yeah,
it's become a must see.
Most teams have found their footing, and We don't really have many meme teams left apart from Shanghai. Florida had the late resurgence, have picked up a lot of wins. Dallas seemingly have found a good comp, but there's talk about them getting rid of Seagull. So Dallas might just fuck themselves.
Well, so Dallas and good ideas just don't go well together.
Yeah.
Man. There was a lot of drama, I think, in this particular...
Lots of spicy drama. If you go to Reddit r/OverwatchTMZ, which is an actual subreddit, you can get some good spicy drama.
That one's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know about that. Well,
it's pretty great.
Overwatch TMZ on Reddit, boys. It's the place for all the spicy drama. The only real collapse from a team, you'd say, is the Valiant, who have had lots of internal issues, and if you get taken to In-N-Out, you know you're in trouble.
Wait, they do all their firings at In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah, do you not see it?
No, I haven't. I haven't checked it out.
They took one of their players to In-N-Out to tell them.
Wait, that was real?
Yes, it was real.
Oh, I thought that was fake.
No, that was real.
That is beyond fantastic.
Wow.
Was it Agilities to In-N-Out to tell him he had his final shot?
I know what team I want to join now.
So Valiant are in a complete decline. They look like a complete mess, but everyone else is doing all right. And Shanghai have lots of new people coming in, like Gaguri, so there's lots of hype around. So really looking forward to stage three. And also, Saturday, this first Saturday of stage three, we will have London versus New York. And then the same day, we're going to have TakeOver New Orleans. And
yeah,
we're gonna have WrestleMania.
So yeah, boys,
it's gonna be a good couple of days, boys.
Yep, that's also the same day. Wait, you're talking about April 7th?
Yes.
Isn't that London versus Boston that day?
No, Boston have Houston.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's Rusev Day.
Well, it's always Rusev Day.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I checked the schedule. I'm pretty. I've got a
head. Oh wait, I get it now. I'm on the Boston Uprising subreddit right now, trying to get a watch party plan for my area. I see someone posted saying they're watching, going for the Spitfire. I assume that meant against Boston, but it's not. All right, I get it now. I misread some information on Reddit. Anyway, ignore my inconsistent ability to keep track of things.
you like Stage 2, JT? You enjoy it?
I absolutely loved it. No complaints. I think I was just really hyped up for Stage 2. Now I'm like super pumped for 3.
The camera work's been a lot better as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, people memed a lot at the end of Stage 1 about the bad camera work, but it seems...
Yeah, I threw up a lot less. Sometimes
they do just do some questionable things, but I get it's probably very hectic.
It's a hard game to keep track of.
Yeah, I mean, it is really fast-paced, and
yeah.
I mean, it is kind of jarring going from like the smooth, sweeping, you know, macro view down to the, okay, we're going to jump into
a tracer
character.
Point of view and
yeah.
fly over the map.
They should never do tracer point of view.
There's no way to predict if Widow is going to pit 3 headshots in a row. You know, that's something you can only react to.
Exactly. Yep.
And Uber is an amazing caster.
The casters are amazing. I got to give them... One thing they've been doing a lot better this stage, I noticed, was Stage 1, they would bury the Shanghai teams. Or they'd be like, oh, they have no chance. Yeah. Shanghai has no chance here. But they're doing a much better job making Shanghai seem like a great team.
Well,
yeah, I agree.
I mean, the way I look at it is Shanghai is still composed of some of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
And they're just getting rolled.
Yeah.
So, that should really just put into perspective just how good these people are.
Oh, yeah.
And all these little piddly teams that think they actually have a chance should just, you know, stop thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the things,
Sorry, Cage.
I always say this, the worst, NFL player in the league is still way better than, anyone else.
Yeah.
So same with this, the Shanghai Dragons may be the worst team in the Overwatch League, but if you put them up against any other professional Overwatch team that's not in the league, they would probably beat them.
They would still stomp even at the top of Grandmaster.
Exactly.
It's just we are talking about the best of the best.
Yeah.
And you have
there's going to be the best of the best. Well, yeah.
Who are just
New York is stacked. he's a funny guy. I like him.
You can make a case that New York have the best player in every single position.
Mm-hmm.
There's just such a stacked team. There are very few ways you can improve that team.
Yeah. I agree.
So, Stage 3 coming up. Let's do some wild predictions.
New York are still going to win it. I know. I'm going out on a limb here, guys. New York are going to finish top.
That's not wild at all.
Don't let Nestle hear you.
Here's my wild prediction. Shanghai is going to win 2 games.
Now,
I think they're going to beat Dallas. I'm convinced they're going to beat Dallas. They've 3rd time's a charm. They should have beat Dallas the first time. They came a lot closer a second time. I think they can do it the 3rd time.
I'm rooting for them. I think they can do it.
Yeah, I want them to do it.
Especially with their new players. Because April 4th.
Gregory is coming in.
Yeah, Gregory's coming in.
The trade date deadline is April 3, right?
Yep.
Yeah. No, my wild prediction, my playoff picks for Stage 3, Florida, Boston, and New York.
Oh, playoffs. Wow.
Playoffs.
What?
Wow. Yeah,
I'm getting wild.
I'll give you one of those.
I think
Boston.
I think Seoul will make it in. And hopefully they'll actually, get their heads out of their asses in the closing stretch of the stage. And actually, do what they're capable of doing.
I think New York will make it in. Well, I'm pretty certain New York will make it in.
Yeah, I think that's not really a wild prediction at this point.
Make it in. Because London are still a fantastic team, but I think it's going to be, Stager 2 was really close. I mean, Philly only got in on map differential.
Yeah.
LA could have got in. You know, Seoul really choked at the end there, losing three matches in a row. But we can see, you know, Houston, they've been improving. But I think that third spot's going to be really hard to predict. There are easily five or six teams which are in there, and that's great.
Yeah.
Love the competition.
That's the thing. There's competition now. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But I do agree, Boston's definitely showing a lot of improvement, and I'm biased. But they're on, what are they, four, five? They're on a four-game winning streak right now.
You say they show a lot of improvement, but they actually did quite considerably worse in this stage.
Yes, they did, but they looked better, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they had the same amount of wins as losses, but they actually had 11 more maps won instead. Or 11, like... total more
matches. Yeah, no, I know they did better. They did better statistically stage one, but they looked a lot better stage two. I think the only one they lost 4-0 was against London.
They lost 4-0 against Houston, sorry, in week one.
Oh, really?
And against the Philadelphia Fusion in week one. They lost both games 4-0.
Oh, yeah, I see that now. All right.
Into New York.
Well, okay, I take everything I just said back. Still, though.
They did really good the last 2 weeks.
Yes, they did. Something's changed in the last couple weeks. And, yeah. Also, speaking of that, I joined the Boston Uprising Discord recently, and Dream Casper is such a shit poster in it, and it's amazing. Yeah, like he just plays League of Legends with Gamsu, and then we'll just kind of randomly throw in stuff about it and how he's going to be banned for playing League of Legends. That's my point on that. We have new hero, Brigitte.
Brigitte!
However you pronounce it. Probably coming stage four. She is so much fun.
Yep.
I know JT loves her.
I do. So much fun to play her. It hides my inherent ability of sucking at Overwatch. Very, I don't know, kind of simple to pull off.
Yeah.
Like I kind of need to get a new slogan, because JT suck six does not apply with Brigitte.
Yeah. No, I've been thinking about compositions, though, and if we're actually going to see her in a competitive comp. I don't know. She's definitely, I don't think she can keep a whole team up herself. No, I know she can't.
She needs another healer to go with her.
But I wonder if, you know, you get two, you know, one tank, one heal, Brigitte, and then three deeps. I wonder if that would do anything. I don't know. Like, I can't claim to be a pro at the composition game, but.
Yeah, no, I agree, because she's pretty tanky for a healer.
Yeah.
And she has a shield. She has the armor, and Connelly just left.
Rip.
Yeah, he was saying his internet issues. But yeah, so Brigitte coming in stage four. I agree. I think the comps will change up a little bit to include her.
Do you think they're actually going to? I think so. She's going to be, okay.
I think she's going to come in on, you know, like a Temple of Anubis, that last point you have to hold.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where it gets kind of a clusterfuck and they bring in Reaper a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
I think she'll be good there just because...
Oh, she could shut that down
instantly. You get her with, like, I don't know, Lucio or Mercy to get the extra healing. And when everyone's... Her and Lucio together could just keep an entire team alive just by punching stuff.
AoE, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's going to be teams that make a composition where it's a real main tank, like, you know, Reinhardt, with an off tank like a D.Va, and then also bring in Brigitte, an actual healer and two DPS, because that could be, because she seems to do a fair amount of damage.
She does.
So she can, and she has the utility of her shield bash to, you know, knock people off. She's kind of like the melee version of Lucio.
Pretty much.
I would almost call that like a variation on the triple tank setup that people are seeing a lot of success with in the Overwatch League.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It could be a lot of fun.
I was just playing her before we started recording on deathmatch mode and came in second pretty easily. And she's great because as soon as you started killing people, you gain health.
And that ultimate is great.
The ult is great. It actually works pretty well solo too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played her on deathmatch. She was fun.
She's going to be nice in dive setups.
Yeah, she is. She's pretty fast.
Well, I noticed like she moves fairly slowly, which is why I wouldn't mind having a Lucio along with her.
Yeah, I meant more compared to like other tanky.
Oh, you mean about building the ult?
Oh, that too. That she builds ult really quickly.
Yeah.
Because anytime you give people armor, it counts as blocking damage.
Yeah, and that's nice.
Yeah, she has pretty good range too.
For melee. And that shield isn't really a joke. I mean, no, you can tank a good bit. I mean, it's
yeah, the shield bash is fun.
I love the shield bash.
Yeah. Yeah, also with Brigitte coming in for stage 3, we got some new buffs and nerfs coming in.
Yeah, boy.
The one that's not really won't really affect the Overwatch League, but will affect us, the avoid as teammate option.
That's going to be nice.
It will be nice.
Do you guys know about that?
Yeah, I wish
I've heard about it.
Is it available right now, or is that coming later?
If it's not available now, it's going to be in the very immediate future.
Okay. Probably when this comes like out.
Yeah.
Because I was playing today, and there was someone I really wish I could have used that on today.
I know who I would have used it on. Some guy who told me I suck dicks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not you.
Basically what this
Even though you
does,
say that to me all the time.
I do not.
We say it now out of love.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So what this option does, it lets you pick someone who you're on a team with, and you will not be on a team with them anymore.
But you can play against that person still, but you just won't be a teammate
with them.
And you're limited to two. You can have two on this list.
Yeah, you can have two.
And it goes away after a week. So if you really don't like this shit bag, you gotta ban them again.
Yep.
But that I guess they said... Yeah, it's fair. I think they said if they see a trend of like a specific player being, you know, avoided many times, they will probably have a warning or something saying, hey, no one likes you.
Yeah.
Probably tell them to go kill themselves or something. That's really insensitive.
I agree.
See, I wonder why they only let you do two. What if you go against a whole team of people who are throwing, you know?
Yeah, this is true.
Speaking of throwing, if you'd like to find a group that can throw with you, feel free to join us over at redlight.gg. That's our website. Follow us on Twitter at redlightgg. And we'll throw with you all day. Mostly because we're bad, not because we're actually trying to throw.
Like I wasn't even gone.
Like he wasn't even gone.
Precisely.
Caught that in stride.
Every couple of weeks, my internet comes and he just takes on my internet for like 20 minutes.
Those British internet speeds. We were just talking about the buffs and nerfs coming to certain heroes in Overwatch.
A Reaper's going to be swole.
Yeah.
So what buff... What is changing? Like I don't actually know what's on the nerfs and the buffs. I don't know what's changing.
I have a patch notes there. If you want to run through them quickly, so D.Va, her explosive damage on her micro missiles is reduced from 6 to 4. Now she deals 3 impact damage per missile if they hit, and then they used to do 6 explosive. Now they're going to do 4, being about a 22% damage reduction, which is pretty big.
Yeah,
but pretty needed. She was pretty ridiculous at just diving someone and just deleting them.
Yeah.
May, her left click is now going to be able to freeze multiple people.
Ooh.
That's interesting.
So this will be good against... It'll be really good against Deathball, which doesn't really get played, which is when you just clump people up with like a Reinhardt and just charge. Similar to what if you saw London when their push on King's Row, where they just ran at Philly.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking right there. That's a good example.
That will give a that's a pretty big for me. And a Reaper. Reaper's the big one. His Hellfire shotguns reload after using Death Blossom, which is small. But the big ones are to his Wraith form. He used to get 25% move speed bonus. That's going to be up to 50%.
What?
Yeah, so he's going to move a lot faster. And then the big one is you can now cancel Wraith form at any time, which makes a lot more unpredictable. You used to be able to just follow him. You knew exactly when he was going to come out of it, and you just kill him. But now he's going to be a lot better at disengaging and engaging, and he's going to have mind games with the Wraith form. So Reaper should be a lot better if he's got alive.
That actually fits the character, though. I mean, that like it's not just a a gameplay buff. That I would actually expect the Grim Reaper kind of character to kind of do. That's great.
I'm surprised they buffed that instead of his E, because his E, his like Shadow Step, is still pretty bad. yeah, I mean, I would expect Reaper to probably be pretty meta if he's going to live. These are some pretty big changes for him.
Yeah, definitely. The Wraith form also reloads his shotguns now, too.
That was added a while ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, I don't play Reaper, if that's not clear. But as do you see the video on how long he can shoot now without reloading?
Yeah. You shoot, Wraith form, shoot, Death Blossom, shoot, and then you have Wraith form back up again.
So yep. It was like 4 or 5 full rounds you can go without reloading. And his reload speed's also not that long either.
Yeah, it's pretty quick, especially if you do reload cancel.
Yeah.
As soon as you press R, you can pretty much melee, and then you'll have full mags.
Yep. So Reaper will be pretty badass soon. There have also been some nerfs. You want to touch on those? Oh, wait. We did D.Va ones already.
I touched on the D.Va.
Do you do the Zen ones?
No, I did not. Do you want to do those?
Yeah. I don't have them in front of me.
Oh, okay. I can do them. It's pretty boring, actually. It's just his secondary fire where you charge him up.
Uh-huh.
The actual speed you fire them is reduced by 15%, which is like he's going to be a lot worse at sniping people across the map. You used to be able to round a corner of all of them charged,
yep,
and just fire them all off like a widow's head, and you just kill her. Right. So he'll be worse at that, but
he's still going to smoke those tracers.
Yeah.
So now, when you say the speed at which he fires, do you mean like instead of them going rapid fire, there's now a 15% longer space in between when each ball is actually launched?
Yeah.
Okay. So you might actually have to like track somebody.
Yeah, you have to lead a bit more. Certain so a few pros ends have said that it might not even matter because it will be more in line with his actual firing, so it may even
make it a little easier for him.
It might be easier to track people because it's more in line with what his normal fire is. But we'll see. It'll probably be worse, but yeah. I still expect him to be very good.
Sweet. Well, that's the Overwatch update coming up. It should be exciting. I'm excited for some of these new buffs to be in the Stage 3.
Hopefully we'll see some. Avoid his teammate?
Yep, we talked about that. How we're gonna we all picked you already, so we're. That's why I actually got kicked out, because we all avoided you as teammate.
Ouch.
So actually, it works in more than one.
Ta-da.
but yeah. Anyone else want to touch on anything about Overwatch?
No, but do you remember that Destiny 2 game that we used to play?
I didn't until you sent me this today. So I would like to, I saw the Go Fast update, and I want to know more.
Oh my gosh, it's the Sonic update.
Okay.
Sonic.
So Bungie, on a rare Monday, released a video outlining the update that's going to go live tomorrow, 3/27. It's going to increase the movement speed across the board, and they said they are going to bring all weapons up to, they're going to buff basically everything. So they're going to try to make every weapon viable, blah, blah, blah. you know, all that stuff that Bungie likes to say. Mm-hmm. They changed the arc staff. I don't know what exactly is changing, but it's fast or good now. I don't know. But it seems like that, you know, Bungie's doing an awful lot of, hey, we're listening. We're going to fix your stuff. But, you know, I'm kind of, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I had this all before. We'll see.
Yeah.
To me, it pretty much sounds like the game is just going to be the same exact thing, but faster, which means I will log in, do what I want to do that much faster, log out, and then forget it exists.
Exactly.
I may give it a download.
I'm going to check it out just to see if it feels... I mean, I always thought it felt pretty good. I didn't necessarily... I mean, yeah, they moved a little sluggish, but I don't know. The way they're describing this speed upgrade is kind of, oh, they're going like a million miles an hour, man. Like, I don't know.
Well, like, there was a... What was that one PvP mode that I really disliked because it was just supers all the time?
Oh, sure. Madness? Not Madness.
Mayhem.
Mayhem. Mayhem.
Mayhem, yeah. So it sounds like it's just going to be mayhem in everything. Your supers are going to be charging faster. Maybe not quite as fast as they did in Mayhem, but it's just pointless. Like, the whole... I like the game because, you know, knowing when to use your super was something to, you know, think about. And now it's just like, oh, use it and, you know, it'll be back in half as much time. So it doesn't really matter if you accidentally press the button at the wrong time. It's not going to affect anything.
Yeah.
Overall, I am still not going to play the game. So
I presume that patch notes aren't out yet.
You know, I didn't even look for them. Look how prepared I am.
Okay. I don't think they are, but I guess we'll find out tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, they don't usually release their patch notes until they've already applied the updates. Yeah, I'm not seeing any patch notes on their site.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that would be a nice little update to throw in, because I'm still keeping Destiny on my radar, but I don't have any hopes.
I'll see how Reddit reacts, and if Reddit likes it, which they probably won't, I'll download it. But I'm not interested in playing Destiny 2 anytime soon.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll show up at PAX East. That's coming up.
Yeah. I want to touch on PAX East. I'm not going, but it could be fun. I wish I could go. If anyone is...
You're probably the closest, aren't you?
I am. If anyone is going and wants to send me pictures, I can steal and pretend I'm there.
Ooh, live vicariously through others. I like it.
Photoshop your face onto that person.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I don't really know anything about PAX East this year. I haven't really been paying attention to what's going to be there. I do know one thing that will be there. We'll get into that in a little bit. Yeah, I'm always excited to see like the coverage of it that happens afterwards.
How many babies are created by these...
How many people get sick? We should take a bet. How many tweets will occur within the following week after PAX East complaining of the PAX fluenza or something like that?
Oh, the PAX plague?
Yeah.
Oh, lots.
I don't know too much about PAX, but wouldn't like a PAX just before E3 be pretty boring? There won't really be many games, right?
I wouldn't think there would be a lot of reveals at the PAX before E3. No, you're right.
Honestly, it's a lot more of like board games, card games. PAX East especially, they have like video games there, but it's more card and board game based.
It's just like a big gamer orgy?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Nice.
Yikes.
So, yeah. Like, looking at the schedule, it starts on Thursday, April 5th, at 10:30 a.m. They're doing, like, their orientation, and then there's, like, something to do with Catan, or, like, Settlers of Catan, something to do with Sushi Go. Both of those are board games. Story time with Brendan, Player Unknown Green. At 11 a.m., something about D&D, Forbidden Island, Small World, Warhammer 40K, Space Pirate Trainer, whatever that is. It seems like it's a lot of board games. There is a Battlestar Galactica game coming out though, so that's cool.
Nice. One game that I do know that will be there, which is our sort of sponsor this week. And hey. I say that because they gave me pie to talk about them.
Hey, hey.
there is only one, fifth of a sponsor.
Yeah.
I did not see any of this pie.
Nope. Well, I got the pie.
I know.
That's why I'm doing the talking.
Yeah.
The game is called Pirates of the Carib Bean Farm.
That sounds an awful lot like something.
It does, but it's totally not that. They assured me. So I met the creator of the games at a bar this weekend. It was a board game bar, which is really cool and really fun place. But we were sitting there playing Munchkin.
Good game.
Yeah, it's a great game. And this woman in the full pirate costume came in and said, "Hey, if anyone wants to play this fun game, it's all about puns. We'll give you pie. You can come on and play." So naturally, I heard puns, so I was interested.
Especially after last week.
Yeah. So that's where my mind was. So naturally, I went to the other side of the restaurant and sat down. She told me all about the game. So the people that were there were the creators of the game. It was a husband and wife of Wild East Games. They have some other games. I was looking this game up. It was a Kickstarter project that got like $10,000 about to make the game. The game plays similar to Munchkin, actually, where you have to build an army of rats to steal a pie. But you can steal other people's rats and you can screw other rats of getting what you want.
Yeah, it's got puns.
Yeah. If I'm being honest here, it wasn't the most fun game I've ever played. It was still a lot of fun. It would be a fun game to play, like, inebriated at a party.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it was a fun game. They clearly put a lot of work into it. And they gave me some pie to talk about this on the podcast. So they gave me some extra pie.
Extra pie.
Yeah.
And if it sounds amazing to you, you can go on Amazon and buy it.
Yes, it is on Amazon.
$19, but there's only one left in stock, so you'll be quick.
Yeah, it was released yesterday, which is why they were having the release party.
Oh, nice.
Right. Oh, okay.
So that's why they were there in the first place. But they will be at PAX East with the game. Empty. And if you go up to them, if you tell them you heard about them on Red Light, they'll probably not know what you're talking about, but they might remember.
They might. So you're saying there's a chance.
Yes, my picture's actually on their website right now, so...
Nice.
We'll print out that picture. Oh, it's on their Facebook page, sorry. Print out that picture, hand it to them, say, "Hey, do you remember this person?" She probably doesn't, because she kept calling me Colin, but...
All right, so now it's Colin. So again, Cage.
Yeah. But anyway...
At least we know what we're worth. Approximately one slice of pie.
I mean,
it was good pie, if that makes it better.
What kind of pie was it, though? This is the important question.
It was like one of the graham cracker pudding pies.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm on. I'm in.
Good pie. Not bad.
I would have done it.
I mean, it's not a shoe fly or anything, but, we can go for this.
I approve of you selling out for pudding-filled pies.
I don't even care. I approve of selling out regardless. I think we should sell out always.
Yes.
Really, we should.
Chase every penny or pie in this case.
What a Southwark to us. We buy in, we sell out, we bro down.
We got to get to bro down. But I got to say, I'm really comfortable right now sitting in my Hanes boxer briefs.
Wearing a nice, comfortable pair of Reeboks athletic shorts.
Look at that.
What do I got? I got... Hey,
this just got weird.
I have Hanes boxers on as well.
Oh my god.
Cage, what brand of drink are you drinking?
It was Knob Creek Bourbon. But I finished it, so if I'd like some more...
I'm having a cool, refreshing Spindrift sparkling water in squeezed fruit.
Ooh. I'm drinking the age-old classic, a nice, refreshing original taste, Coca-Cola.
I'm drinking some tap water, but I'm using a Logitech mouse.
Does it have RGB in the glass?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay, you're good then.
Everything in my house is RGB.
I'm also using a Logitech mouse.
Logitech. Come on, you know you wanna.
I'm also currently playing my Nintendo Switch.
While we record?
No, I'm just kidding. But it's in front of me, so I figured I'd, you know, try.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, good, because I'm using my Blue Snowball microphone.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, look at that. You are coming through crystal clear.
That crystal clear reverb of my voice.
That audio response.
My HyperX headset.
Wow.
Using that nice stuff.
Wait.
Windows operating system.
Do you guys hear that? That's the clicky sound of my Corsair keyboard.
Oh my god.
That's good, but it's not as good as my Ducky Channel 1 keyboard.
Whoa.
That sounds quality. That sounds quality right there.
Ducky keyboard. So that should pay our bills for the next couple of weeks.
We're rich now. End of podcast. We're broke. Well,
you know what, JT? I think you should hit us with a meteor strike on your Elgato Stream Deck.
Dude, I don't have the other machine on right now. I can't.
What?
I know!
Someone's Bandit, not prepared. Man.
You are not prepared.
Hey, let's kick into our Discord, a chat app built for gamers.
Wow.
So we'll be expecting our checks any day soon for all those companies.
By the way, Asus, I really like your monitors, but I could definitely use a third one. I'm just saying. Wow.
Preferably 240 hertz, by the way.
Yeah. Why stop there?
I could also use a new pair of Ray-Bans, if you're listening.
Well, that's just stupid. You look like a douche.
No, they're classic Ray-Bans.
Hey, I wear those.
And they're polarized to protect my eyes. Which, it's really fun to look at monitors with polarized sunglasses.
No, it isn't. It sucks. You can't see shit.
It depends on how you turn them.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious. All right, next topic. What's going on with Twitch at PAX?
Yeah, now that we're done selling out, let's buy back in.
Hey.
Twitch will be at PAX. I know nothing about this. Someone wrote this down.
That wasn't.
Oh, cool.
You know, they have their Twitch con, so I'm always curious to see what the hell Twitch does. Like, they do some crazy shit for Twitch con, which understandably it's their convention, but I'm curious to see if they do anything, you know, silly at the PAX event. Like, they did the weird wrestling thing. I don't know what that was, but
oh yeah,
you remember that? It was like the guy the kaijus or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that was awful. But yeah, we'll see. I'm curious. That was more of a curiosity. I kind of had topic diarrhea today, so I just kind of just aimed it right at the screen and just started throwing ideas.
Well, it looks like Twitch only has two things going on.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a Twitch town hall going on Friday at 11 a.m.
That'll be a dumpster fire.
Yeah, and the description is Twitch is back in Boston with another edition of the Twitch town hall, where Twitch staff and creators discuss what's in store for 2018.
You can hand Hassan your nudes in public.
He's not there.
Oh, but, well, then.
Aurelia will be there.
If there's nudes, you've got Hassan.
Yeah. Aurelian will be there. She's a lead community manager. Tino's is a senior program manager of partnership. Frisk, who is an influencer, and Gassy Mexican will be there. And then
I hate his name, by the way. Gassy, I hate that name.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I don't watch him because I hate his name. True story.
And then the following day, Saturday at 11, they're hosting a Twitch Q&A. And the description for that is, have you ever had a question for Twitch you've always wanted to ask? During this panel, Twitch staff will moderate questions from the community and hold an open discussion with users about our plans for product, community, and the future of Twitch. Aurelian and Tino's are the only ones there. So basically, they're going to give a whole bunch of non-answers and talk about those community changes that they're trying to push into effect, but probably won't make a difference.
I'll save everyone a bit of time. Look, someone's going to ask a question, they're going to go, thanks, we really value your feedback.
Yeah.
We're going to do our best. Let's talk
about something else.
We're going to do our best to do that in the future.
Next question.
Pretty much, yeah.
But, you know, speaking of Twitch, though, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood 90th birthday marathon was happening.
Yep.
I know I've been tuning into a lot of it, and man, the feels, your childhood comes flooding back in. I mean, I don't think you had this over across the pond, probably even before your time.
Probably.
But yeah. Man.
Connolly did not know. He does not know the way of Mr. Rogers.
No, I know he hosted some kids' television show, but I don't know why he's so revered.
Well, he's amazing.
Yeah, so to put it simply, Mr. Rogers was on TV at a time when a lot of kids were either waking up or getting home from school, so we would sit there and watch him. But he was always he's like your favorite grandpa, kind of. Yeah. And so he would just talk and tell stories and you know, basically give life lessons about how you should treat one another, you know, the way you want to be treated. And generally, he's just a really cool guy. And he met
You'd learn about cool shit. Like, you'd learn how things were made. That was one of my favorite things growing up.
So before how things work.
Did he literally just, like, sit there and talk? Or do stuff?
Yeah.
There were characters.
Yeah, there were other characters. There was, like, every once in a while, he would go sit in, like, a little nook. And he would, like, send an item over to his little friends in the kingdom. And,
Kingdom make-believe, that is.
Yeah.
I think part of the appeal there was, you know, he didn't try to go over the top. Like, you watch Barney and shows, you know, like those kids' shows are just absolutely batshit crazy, you know, mm-hmm. Teletubbies with the psychedelic sunshine, you know, all that shit. He treated kids like they were smart, you know, and he didn't hold anything back, and it was good. I mean, it was just, he just seemed like a really friendly dude who wanted to do good things for kids. I mean, he was genuine, I guess.
Yeah. He was also pretty ahead of his time, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was one of the episodes I was watching, spoke to me a lot. It was from, like, the 70s. And he was talking about, like, mental health issues in the 70s and, like, race issues and all that stuff. Like, I won't get into that stuff here just because that could go a different direction. But it was just like so cool to hear someone talking about that. So like at a time where that wasn't really talked about at all on a kid show, and like they didn't make a big deal of it. They were just like, some people have like issues with their brain, and that's okay.
And like it was all very relatable too. I mean, he had a way of communicating it to children. Like he's bringing, you know, some pretty complex concepts, but you know, easily digestible by a young audience. I mean, it really was kind of brilliant.
Yeah. So that's going on right now for the foreseeable future, because they have a lot to go through. I have it up right now. He's still in young Mr. Rogers form. So.
Oh, wow.
We got plenty of time.
Yeah. Check it out if you haven't checked it out before. I mean, it still holds up. I had my daughter watching episodes of it, you know.
That was amazing. I really enjoyed that picture, by the way.
Oh, she loved it. She's like, I want to watch more of this.
Good.
I might, I'll give it a watch. I imagine it'll be quite the culture change from watching ISIS stream on YouTube.
Oh, God.
I will say, I watched an episode that got extremely meme-worthy. They were talking about how hoes were made. Like garden hose. And you can just imagine how Twitch chat took that, you know, because you got the king of the make-believe kingdom going, bring me my hose, you know. It's like, okay.
Right.
Is that the hoe train started?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
And it actually sounded like Mr. Rogers a couple times was like, oh yeah, we're gonna show you how to make some hose. Like, oh God.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
But Twitch chat really reacted in the way you would expect, and it was great.
I was a fan of what was it? The jump, they were doing a jump rope. And like Mr. Rogers is out in the back doing like his jump rope, and he just isn't very good at it. So then he's like, oh good, but I invited some friends over to do it. Here they are now. And it's like this woman with these three kids, and the kids are just insane, like do all these cool skills. So all of a sudden Twitch chat like had the poggers emote just nonstop.
Poggers.
Like, it's rigged. Kids too good. It's like, it was like watching the Bob Ross stream with Twitch chat. Ruined.
Is, right. Is it infested with ads like the Yu-Gi-Oh! Marathon?
No.
No. They had the one, the what was it, Future Man Gaming, oh. Which is kind of...
Oh yeah, those ruined it for me. It's like, I don't care about what other people thought about this and their childhood. Just let me watch the show.
Well, it was nice because Twitch chat apparently shared your sentiment. Like, they were just like, shut up, go away.
They could bring back Rogers.
You know, yeah.
We want Rogers. Clap, 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 clap.
But yeah, that's a really cool thing Twitch is doing. I'm actually glad they've done that.
My favorite thing about Mr. Rogers is just all of the false information that's out there about him. Like the fact that he always wore long-sleeved shirts because his arms were covered in tattoos from his time in the Marines.
Yeah.
When he never was a Marine. There's another one that apparently says the reason he even started the show was because he was convicted of crimes against children, and his punishment was to create a television show for them. And I'm like, how stupid do you have to be to believe that kind of stuff?
I heard that Mr. Rogers was the fake Undertaker.
He probably was.
Oh my.
You're also able to co-stream this event.
Uh-huh.
With and no one is right now, but people were. There are 886 episodes starting March 20th, so they've been going on for 6 days at this point. It started in 1968, so they got some time.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this is also to celebrate PBS Kids coming on Amazon channels. So it's also, if you have Amazon Prime, you can add Amazon channels and get that as well. I believe it's an extra charge. I don't know how much, though. But if you subscribe, you get Mr. Rogers emotes. Pretty Ooh. Fun.
Do you get a neighbor emote? Because
you get a trolley, King Friday. Every time King Friday is on, the whole chat goes down with King Friday. Anarchy.
Worth it.
Yeah. It's also a fun fact. Daniel Tiger, the kid show that's on now, is the... There's a tiger on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood called Daniel Tiger. The show Daniel Tiger now is the son of that tiger. It's also produced by the Mr. Rogers Company.
And do you know who didn't figure that out until this week?
Who?
Me.
You.
I mean, I didn't figure it out now, but there's a kid at my school who watches Daniel Tiger, and they were singing like It's a Wonderful Day in the Neighborhood, so I was really confused. And then
oh, okay.
Like the intro is the same song.
I didn't even know there was a show called that.
It's like an animated.
Daniel Tiger.
It's pretty good. It's a good show, actually. Like, it's the same idea.
Yeah.
So there's a. That's the Mr. Rogers stream right now.
Right.
Big thing on Twitch.
Yeah, if you're a parent and you have young children, I would definitely suggest sitting them down and just watching it with them, just to, kind of give them a taste of what you did as a child.
Yeah.
2018, the year that we just recommended parents send their kids to Twitch.
Yep.
Wow.
I said watch it with them.
God. I know.
And some things on Twitch that you might not want to recommend to your children.
Like Ninja.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, we don't really need to say anything about that.
Yeah,
he is everywhere.
On CNBC again.
Yep.
He's still taking over Twitch.
Making all the monies.
Yep.
Yeah.
He just gets like 100K viewers on regular now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for him.
On the reg.
Yeah. I will say something about that, though, that I noticed is a lot of people, I don't know if they're faking it or what, but, you know, oh, I'm in class watching you, Ninja. I'm at school. I'm watching you, Ninja. Blah, blah, blah. Like, come on, kids. Are you really that stupid that you got to sit in school and watch fucking Ninja on a phone?
JT, we just literally had kids eating Tide Pods a couple months ago.
Yeah, I know, but I still, you know, there's a little part of me that has faith in humanity still, you know. God dang.
Speaking of children in school, teens and teachers are now saying that Fortnite and PUBG Mobile are ruining pretty much everything that's going on in school. Like, there are warring factions between which is the better game, where kids who prefer Fortnite just go after kids who prefer PUBG and vice versa.
Bet you they aren't shooting each other.
They're probably throwing phones. But, there's one tweet that, says Fortnite Mobile has completely killed what little school Wi-Fi we had. Fortnite Mobile has been blocked. They blocked the entire internet from one school because everyone was playing Fortnite Mobile and they couldn't figure out how just to block the servers.
Oh my god.
Let's see.
You know, when Fortnite. I tell my daughter about school, like whenever I was in high school, we didn't even have cell phones when I was in high school. Like, that's gonna blow her damn mind.
Yep.
Right.
How did you survive, Daddy? When we did this little thing called fucking talking.
What?
Yeah, what? I know, right?
What is talking?
I don't know. Teach me the way.
It may be like kind of, a little bit like podcasting, but not really. I don't know.
But the person talks back.
Ooh. Oh, look at that.
That's creepy. Paul Brother streamed. Yeah, I don't know which one it was meant to be.
Oh, Logan. Which...
Yeah, Logan has he done his stream on Twitch yet?
Not that I know of.
I hope not. If the Paul brothers stream on Twitch, I might just switch to YouTube because hopefully they're not on it anymore. Or I'll go to Mixer, whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
I really got to look at Mixer again. They seem to be really doing some cool stuff there, and I'd really like to look into them again.
I'm really curious to see what the whole like co-streaming thing is.
Well, it seems like it's what we have been talking about internally for a while, but they just support it. I mean, I thought it was just an Xbox thing, but apparently it's not.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I wanted to look into, actually.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something that I think would be nice to look into and check out. I just don't know how I would go about doing it right now.
Yeah, we're busy people making million-dollar deals.
Yep.
I opened up Twitter right now as we were talking. There was a bubble soccer tournament between the Florida Mayhem and the Los Angeles Gladiators. And the Mayhem Twitter is like putting up highlights as if it was like a game right now. And they're all wearing the uniforms as they play.
Oh my god.
It's pretty awesome. The Mayhem one.
Of course.
And now other teams are getting in on it, and it looks like there might be a full tournament now.
So
Overwatch League is canceled.
Yeah.
Bubble soccer.
Bubble soccer is the new hotness. This brings up something that I was thinking about and forgot to mention during the Overwatch League talk. But I was reading, I think it was on Kotaku, there's some people who think and want for an Overwatch League players union to be created.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on those? Like, I'm not entirely sure what the players union would be used for.
I think the main issues currently are probably players being in the dark in regards to their contracts. Like, for example, Fissure got told, was it just during like lunch, that he was traded to the LA Gladiators? Which is pretty ridiculous. Yeah. How you can just be like, yeah, you're just going.
Yeah.
Said you have like 20 minutes just to go. Which like shouldn't be happening. Yeah, and also a way to contest like bans. Like, I don't think you should just be getting banned for 4 games by the league with no way to contest it. QC.
Yeah, I was going to say try hard seven.
Oh, man. But it's... I mean, I guess that makes sense. I guess, like, I know with the NFL and NBA, like, their players' unions seem to make a bigger mess of things than they do to solve anything. Like, and that leads to people just getting pissed off about why isn't my contract as big as that guy, stuff like that. Hopefully, maybe do some contract negotiation for the players, because I'm sure most of them don't have the experience required to actually do that in a way that benefits them as much as possible, you know?
Yeah, I think it's just it's the first year of the league. A lot of these teams aren't super professional yet. Like, a lot of them are run by pretty young guys.
Yeah, I think that's more what the point of the union would be, just because everyone's so young and inexperienced. Because a lot of these kids are like 18.
Yeah, a lot, There's lots of 18-year-olds, like, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. Most players in the league right now are kids that have never done anything besides play video games.
Yeah.
So, like, they don't have, like, I am generalizing a little bit, but I'm assuming for a lot of them, they probably don't have a lot of experience, like, being an adult.
Yeah.
Because esports is not a long career goal. It's just not.
It also... Yeah,
you get out.
Yeah, the thing that really piqued my curiosity is, you know, a lot of these players are foreign born and come from foreign countries. So, if they're making like 20 grand or whatever it is they make for playing in the Overwatch League,
they make a lot more than 20 grand.
Well, just as a generalization,
minimum 50. Like,
yeah. So, like, they make X amount of whatever for playing the Overwatch League, but then when that translates into their home currency, like, are they essentially becoming millionaires at that point based on exchange rates and all that? Because...
Maybe, but the most people are from, at least, you know, European countries. I don't think anyone's from particularly countries with that bad of a economy.
Yeah, I mean, the Koreans are in pretty good shape. I don't... Europeans are in good shape.
Also, I think the players are... You know, a lot of these players dropped out of college to join the league, and it's a real possibility that tomorrow the orgs might turn around and just go, we don't want you anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he just left to die, basically. He's like, okay.
Whoops.
One thing with... you mentioned the dropping out of college thing... I meant to talk about this a couple weeks ago, but I didn't. I need to find the name of it. The organization that handles collegiate esports right now, they just partnered with not the NCAA, but the NAJCAA, which is the NCAA, but for junior colleges.
You guys want any more acronyms?
We need more.
We love them.
So basically, community colleges in America are now partnered with the Esports Collegiate League. And they, community colleges are going to start offering scholarships for esports teams.
Shit, boys, get the montages on. Let's go.
Right? So my fiance is in higher education administration. So she works in colleges, and like a lot of her students are kind of the population that, you know, these people want. Because every time I'm there, I walk by someone's dorm, and there's this one guy who's kind of right outside her building, who I see, like, playing Overwatch on his PS4. And he's very vocal about it. And I always see him go, like, kill that fucking Mercy! Now, that guy could get a scholarship.
Console Overwatch. Fucking a mega low boy. Right now.
Something exciting.
There's going to be a real future for esports.
Yeah.
And maybe
if there's, they need to have more incentive for kids to stay in college instead of dropping out. And I think like Jake dropped out, and then like, which
I think Silk Thread is another one who dropped out of college.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, Snow on Uprising too. They like,
yeah.
there was an article about him, how he like, oh, I failed out of college because I was playing Overwatch so much. Like, that's not really something to brag about.
I mean, it worked for him, but I'm sure
it did work out. But like,
I'm sure for everyone it does, it there's 90% of it doesn't.
You know, yeah, there's gonna be like a bunch of people in college like, hey, I can just play Overwatch and drop out. It's the same thing. Like, you could be pretty good at baseball, doesn't mean you're gonna make it to the MLB. Which, Connolly, that is the
I know what MLB
Baseball Federation of America. Just making sure, because I know you Brits don't have baseball.
No one has baseball.
Yeah, so that's just my thing about that.
Action sports.
Oh man. So you know what else is coming up, boys? Mentioned it earlier. Is everyone pointing up to the sign?
I'm pointing.
Because
and not with my hands.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Weird. I'm going to ignore that. Yeah. WrestleMania is coming up, boys.
WrestleMania.
Hey, what do we do at every WWE pay-per-view event?
Funny you ask, JT, because I actually just finished it.
You finished making our celebratory cake?
Yes.
Nice.
I did finish the... I'm probably going to change it, but the WrestleMania Prediction Series is up. It'll go up on... WrestleMania is April 8th, so it will go up on April 6th.
Shit.
Because they're probably going to change like 80 things.
I just realized.
Like Daniel Bryan's match.
Yeah.
I'm traveling.
Lols.
On the 8th. Shit.
Cancel your flight.
Yeah, I better.
Buy that in-flight Wi-Fi.
Oh, man. No, I'll be in my hotel room watching. It's all good.
Good.
Well, make sure you pack a microphone and we can talk.
We'll be doing actually some giveaways then.
Oh!
Forgot to tell you guys this, but we'll be doing some giveaways.
Woo!
I know, for example, there will be some games. There'll be possibly some wrestling merch.
Wrestling.
So swing by Discord on April 8th. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yep. Well, April 6th, so that way you can, you know.
Well, do the prediction series, then stop by Discord to the voice chat. We'll do some giveaways. Yeah.
Loot boys.
All right. WrestleMania should be pretty fun.
What match is everyone most excited for?
AJ versus Shinsuke.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm pretty excited about that myself.
Yes. He's going to throw down.
Yep.
Our very own.
I will be in the ring.
The red light regulator.
Yep.
No one excited for Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax?
Nope.
Match of the night.
I will pass on that.
What about Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali?
Is that a WrestleMania match?
That's going to be there for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Christ almighty.
It'll probably get pushed, pretty sure.
Probably.
It better.
Along with the totally not the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal, please don't look her up.
Wait, what?
There was the it was going to be the Fabulous Moolah Women's to go alongside the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle.
That's right. And there's a whole bunch of controversy about it.
Yes.
Because Moolah's a bitch.
Pretty much. Forced people to have sex with older men, stole a lot of money. Overall, a terrible person. Very poor choice. And the internet caught on fast.
Obstacles everywhere about it.
They changed it within 3 days. And now it's the totally not anyone's honor battle royal for women.
Yeah, and then it gets like the WrestleMania women's
it's just battle the, royal. Yeah, it's the WrestleMania women's battle royal.
In honor of Oprah Winfrey. Yeah.
God. Waiting for the Dana Warrior battle royal, because that's probably what's going to happen next.
It's about the only one they can use.
Yeah, probably.
Just name it after China. No.
Oh, God.
She only did the porn. She didn't force other people to do it.
No, granted. Not that I know this, but this is from Reddit. The porn did have a lot of a guy dressed up as Vince McMahon in it. So
you're fired.
It's not necessarily she did the adult movie. It was the content in it. The fact that it was specifically a WWE parody.
What do you mean into the Cerebral Assassin?
Yeah. So those would be pretty fun. There's going to be two Battle Royals because they just want to throw everyone on the pay-per-view.
Right.
Got the U.S. Championship, Triple Threat, the Intercontinental Championship, Triple Threat.
Yep.
It looks like we're going to have another very few singles match here. Because we got also Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. That's a real thing.
I think that'll be fun.
That will be fun, definitely.
Because it'll be interesting to see how Ronda actually is able to sell.
Did you guys see the Ronda Dana Brooke segment?
No.
It was the dark segment after last week's Raw.
I did not.
Oh, boys, I'll go get it for you. It's a big old bag of yikes.
Oh, goody.
I like it.
I think the match, aside from like Kurt Angle and Ronda versus Triple H and Stephanie, the match that I'm looking forward to the most is probably going to be the one for the Intercontinental Championship, because The Miz is from my hometown. He was actually on the local radio today because Raw is happening right now and I'm not there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, it's in Cleveland today. Why are you here?
Because you guys yelled at me. No, I just didn't have time to get tickets.
We yelled at you to go.
Yeah. My brother and his wife are there. A couple of the guys I used to work with are there. So next week, we could bring my brother in on the podcast and have him talk about his time on Raw.
Sounds good.
I'll see if he's interested. But cool. Yeah, I think watching The Miz and Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor will be a fun match because they're all, you know, they're all good at what they do. But funny story about The Miz, he was talking, like I said, on local radio today, and he mentioned that every time, you know, he travels to another place and a wrestler happens to be from there, he gets cheered when he comes out on stage, but not The Miz. The people of Cleveland will boo him just as hard as anywhere else. Because
that's why he resides from Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah, right. No, we just boo everyone. We're not fans of anyone, really. Half the boos you hear at a Cleveland football game are from the Cleveland fans about their own team. So.
Pretty much.
You guys, how are you feeling about the WrestleMania card?
I like it. It's long.
Yeah.
It's a card.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll be okay.
There's what, 11 matches right now?
For now, yeah.
So far. I expect that to probably go up like first.
It's gonna be like a 6 or 7 hour show.
Yeah, it'll be, so like, it'll be like 5 hours, 2 hour pre-show.
Probably, yeah, probably. Well, it's gonna be a long day.
Yep. We're gonna start drinking.
We're gonna start drinking at 2 PM.
Yeah.
And we'll be sober by the end.
Cause that it's what? It's on a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is so stupid. Like why do you have your pay per views on a Sunday? I have them on a Saturday and give everyone a day to just recover.
Did you guys see the news of about Shane McMahon? Which hit today?
No.
Oh, well, he's got a diverticulitis, I can't pronounce it.
Diverticulitis?
Yes.
Diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis. Yeah, that's the one. I can't say it. But you guys got it. But yeah, it's a legit injury, so he's going to have surgery.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate.
So. Dude, that the surgery for that sometimes gives you a colostomy bag, like depending on how bad it is.
That's happened to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, yeah, it's a rupture in your intestines, right? I think it can cause a rupture in your intestines, and then
yeah, I think that's what it does. It basically like an inflamed portion of your intestines. And they have to, like, I guess, just go in and cut it out. I'm not entirely sure.
Shane's out of WrestleMania. So if they are going to do the Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, Daniel Bryan's going to need a new partner.
Braun Strowman.
He's already in it.
I'm throwing it out there, guys. Chris Jericho.
I don't think he's going to come back to WWE unless it's going to be like one-offs.
And what better of a one-off and tag team at WrestleMania?
You're not wrong.
That'd be awesome.
Against his former nemesis, Kevin Owens.
And best friend.
Yeah.
Or best friend.
Okay.
Sure.
We're picking up what you're putting down.
You heard it here first, folks.
If it happens, it's because of me. That's what I'm saying.
Yep. Connolly is a writer, and he never told us where he writes. So we've now put two and two together and got five, and Connolly writes for WWE.
Yep. We got him, boys.
We got him. Wrap it up. We're done here.
I'm only responsible for the good parts.
So Roman Reigns is all you.
No, that was Vince.
Oh, man.
I only write Dana Brooke. That's all I write.
Ah, good.
Titus Worldwide, that was me.
Good.
Are you responsible for the pancakes?
Maybe. I invented pancakes. Ryback invented pancakes.
Before, they were just called, people saw a pancake, like, what the hell is that? And then Ryback said, that's a pancake, and it was so.
After he invented wrestling.
Yep. Let there be pancakes.
Ah, man. Well, that's our WrestleMania talk.
All right. You're listening to the Red Light Roundtable, the podcast brought to you by the Red Light Gaming Community. Connect with us on Twitter at RedLightGG and on the web at RedLight.GG.
Do you guys hear that sound like a shill?
Woo! It's like someone was reading a post.
Yeah, I heard nothing. What?
Well, you're weird.
Yikes.
So, gentlemen, what have you guys been playing this week?
Ooh, I've been playing Dark Souls 3, Fortnite, Overwatch. Dark Souls 3, I really want to do the newest DLC. It's not new, but I just never played it. So I'm trying to get a character up and run through it and stream it. Yay!
All right.
Cool. I mean, I've just been playing Overwatch and Fortnite, so nothing really different here.
I've been playing Mario Odyssey, and because there's been so much downtime at work lately, I've been playing a bunch of random mobile games on my phone. There is a fun little pizza game called Pizza, where you make pizza and serve it to customers that I've been playing.
Very imaginative.
Many years off the
it's funny because like the way these people describe their pizzas, it just asinine sometimes. Like somebody's like, "Yo, I want," like everyone gets my order wrong. I want, you know, cheese on half my pizza and pepperoni on the other half, but only sauce on the half with the cheese. And it's just stupid. It's like, just tell me you want half pepperoni, half cheese, half sauce. Easy.
Right? See what one's like, no pepperoni.
Yeah, right. So dumb. And then the other game that I've been playing is called Hungry Shark, where you pretty much just are a shark and you're hungry. So you go around and eat fish and humans and other things. So this has been a bad week for me in terms of gaming.
Yeah, I see that.
Send help to AJ now. He needs it.
Send me your game recommendations, preferably free to play ones.
What about you, Connolly?
Just the same old, and I played a bit more of Splatoon 2.
How is that?
I love Splatoon 2. I've always loved it since it came out. It's a fantastic little game. It's still got a lot of players.
I really enjoy Splatoon 1 a lot on the Wii U.
I never played Splatoon 1 because Wii U.
No, I had it.
I heard it's just the exact same as Splatoon 2. So
I mean, pretty much.
I didn't know you had a Switch. Uh-huh.
What, me?
Yeah, you.
I got what day it came out, buddy.
Am I the only one
that doesn't have a Switch?
I think so.
Well, all right, well, guys, I'll be right back.
They always do fun Splatfests. This time it was, what was it? I'm not even sure. But they always do Splatfest silly stuff like mayonnaise or ketchup was one. Or vampires or wolves, you know, stuff like that. It's all this fun stuff. But yeah. And they announced they got a new expansion coming out.
Yes, I saw
that. The Octo expansion, which is going to be like 80 new single player levels, which is insane. The base game only had like 30 or something. So I'm really excited for that.
Yeah. All right. Shall we go into our concluding statements, aka the random rants?
Right. Yeah. Let's do it.
I got a fun one this week. Have you guys ever watched That 70s Show?
Yep. Hey,
hey, yeah, that one.
We got it. Mind meld.
Have you guys ever noticed how terrible of a person Donna is in that show?
Yeah. But she's so pretty.
Yeah, but she's such a terrible girlfriend.
She is kind of an asshole.
Like, I'm watching that with my fiance, right? And there's all these episodes where, like, she's like, if you love me, Eric, you won't do this. Like, you should treat me better. Doing all this shit to him. And Eric's just like, he's like a 17-year-old idiot.
I don't know.
Just, yeah, I have no problem with the actors. So screw you, Donna.
Yeah, fuck Donna.
That's all I have to say.
So I've got a little bit of a bone to pick with some of these big ass streamers.
He's on
Twitch.
I actually have the exact same problem as JT.
Oh my. So Far Cry 5's coming out tomorrow, and all I see on my Twitter feed today is, ooh, we're playing Far Cry 5 early. Ooh, come watch my stream. I'm playing Far Cry 5 early. Like, okay, I get it that, you know, publishers want to sell games and they want to, you know, hype up their shit. But is sending it out to streamers really the best way to do that? I mean, I get it that it's cheap. You know, they don't have to pay fuck all for advertising, but they're ruining it. Like, you know, what happened to just getting like a review and going out and saying, oh, you know, I trust this person who has played this game early and I will get their review. I don't want to go watch a live stream and spoil like half the damn game. I don't know. That shit's just rubbing me the wrong way lately. And you know, we're podcasting today. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to talk about this.
Nice.
Bunch of assholes.
I actually have a similar issue with the same thing, but my issue is I see, like, when a new game comes out, I'm excited because I see it as an opportunity for a streamer who isn't at the top level to grow a lot with this new game.
That but too.
They can't because they don't have access to the game. And when they have access, it's already been filled up by all the top streamers who have had it for a whole day.
Yeah, I have that same issue. My biggest issue with it, though, is that it's more of a logistics thing. Like, I don't understand why the gaming company would do this, because when I watch a game on stream, that is the biggest determining factor as to whether or not I'm actually going to buy it. If it looks fun and it's multiplayer, I'll buy it. If it looks fun and it's single player, I'm not going to buy it because I'm just going to watch the streamer play it. So it's like, what's the point in me spending $60 if the streamer's just going to, you know, show me everything that's in the game anyway? But yeah, I do agree that by giving out early access code, you're hurting a smaller streamer's chance to grow. Just because if I were to play Far Cry 5 tomorrow, I would get nothing compared to what the people who are playing it right now are getting. And I don't know. I do agree that I kind of wish there were more actual strictly review copies. Like, yeah, play the game and then make a YouTube video using some of the footage and do a voiceover like what they used to do instead of just live streaming it. If I were a game developer, I would make some sort of NDA that says you can use, you know, 5 minutes worth of footage and talk over it, but you can't live stream it until it's available for everyone.
You know, and also we're in 2018, release dates. Why do we still have those? You know, why is it always like everything's ready to go on Tuesday? Like, I know it's a holdover from, I don't know, ages ago, but do we really need release days? Can we not just say we're going to release it when it's done? I mean, I know you got to build up hype and having a date, I guess, helps with that, but you know, if something's done, why have it sitting on a shelf? You know, get it into people's hands. Like,
I mean
that would blow my mind. You know, if I'm expecting something to drop in April and then they're like, surprise, it's done and it's February, enjoy, you know, heck yeah, I'd be all about that.
Yeah,
it seems pretty meaningless anyway now because most games get delayed a couple times.
Yeah, right. And then you don't have to worry about this. Oh, we're playing it a day earlier. We're playing it 3 days early. Like that shit becomes a non-issue, you know. The reviewers get to do their review material, and the players get to get the finished product done.
Or another solution would be to release like they already let you pre-download and pre-install a lot of the big games. So maybe the day before, if you're anyone other than a massive streamer, you know, just release a portion of it, like unlock a demo version of it, kind of. And then the next day, the rest of it unlocks. So that way, everyone can at least go through and do part of the game for their audience. And then, you know, you only have to wait a couple more hours for the rest of the game to release so you can continue to play it.
I think we live in a world currently where most games are going to be designed a lot around being streamer-friendly.
What, like Sea of Thieves?
Yeah, like big open sandbox games which maybe don't have a lot of content, but it's something that a streamer can play with some friends and make look like really fun.
Ah, VR chat.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much everything's just going to be a slightly more complicated VR chat.
Yeah. That's kind of sad, actually.
So what about you, Connolly? What do you have to rant about?
Oh boy.
Here it comes.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Possibly the most highly revered and remembered Call of Duty multiplayer ever. They're remastering it, guys. How exciting.
That sounds great.
Everyone loses their mind. Holy, Modern Warfare 2 is coming back. Those glory days of multiplayer. Tactical nukes, baby. Except there's one issue.
What's that issue?
There's no fucking multiplayer.
What? This is madness.
So it's all right, guys, because we're gonna get a 5-hour campaign. Thank God. That's what we all wanted in the end.
Yeah.
That's what we all played Call of Duty for. Is those 5-hour Michael Bay campaigns. Thank God. Thank you, Activision. Thank you. You've done it again. If this is like, so this has been reported by Charlie Intel, and then Eurogame will report it with their own sources, so it's pretty much guaranteed. But I can't even fathom how they came to this decision.
Yeah. Probably some jackass in a boardroom or a meeting space was like, what's the cost of releasing this without multiplayer? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's a good idea. Let's do that. And then they're just jacking each other off in the corner.
Surely a campaign would cost more to remaster than multiplayer, because multiplayer is just maps and guns.
But no, you guys are missing the big picture here, right? They're going to release it as a paid DLC.
Oh,
maybe, but then like you just missed out on so many sales.
You know, after Battlefront and Destiny and all these big scandals. Ooh. Wait, that's Activision also, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Like nobody cares about Call of Duty anymore. Call of Duty World War 2 is like terrible. Like no one likes that game. It's pretty much dead at this point.
I like the campaign. I thought the campaign for World War 2 was one of the better ones in recent memory. But as far as multiplayer is concerned, I could really care less. Or I couldn't care less, rather.
Like, this would have been a pretty good chance to bring people back and be like, hey guys, Call of Duty exists still, and hopefully then Treyarch can release Black Ops 4, and that can be really good, because Treyarch always make really good games. But if they release this trailer and it's campaign only, the dislikes are going to be astronomical.
Yep. You don't want to piss off the nerds.
So
unfortunately, you know, that's pretty much all they're doing.
I don't understand the decision. I can't even begin to understand why you'd ever make this decision.
The only thing I could think of would be to actually do like what I mentioned and have it in, like not included, but do it as a paid expansion. And that would just be absolutely horrible. And I would probably just boycott Call of Duty at that point.
Yeah, having any chance for Call of Duty to have a resurgence is pretty much dead at this point. It will slightly go the way of Guitar Hero.
Oh. All right, I have a rant. I've been trying to find a new job, just, you know, for something different. And I went to a job interview over the weekend where I was straight up bamboozled by the interviewer, because when I spoke with them on the phone and via email, they said that it would be mostly an office job with some travel to client site to do whatever. And I show up at the place, and we, first of all, there was like 6 other people in a room with me, you know, and that's like red flag number one, because I was not told that this was like a group thing. And as the rest of the group keeps getting picked off one by one to go to, you know, get coffee with their interviewer, I noticed that me and one other guy are the only two left, and we get picked up by the same guy. So it really did turn into a group interview, which is the worst. So we went to Starbucks. We, you know, did our coffees and or got our coffees and all that. And I learned that the position was actually one of those things where you go to like a Walmart or a Best Buy and you just sit there and wait for people to order. Like, you wait for people to buy a 75-inch TV, and then you go up to them and like, hey, how's your cable package? And you try and sell them cable.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yikes. So after I thanked him for the coffee, went and, you know, did the Ninja Warrior course because birthday party, and he called me back and I was like, yeah, I'm not taking the position. Like, no, this isn't happening. I did tell him, though, that if he had an IT position that was open, I'd be more than willing to sit down and talk about it. But I'm not going to leave my nice, cushy IT job to go sell people internet in Walmart. It was sad. Anyways, don't bamboozle your interviewees. That's not how you cultivate, you know.
Was the coffee good?
Yeah, like, it just looks stupid. I don't know, I'm just kind of tilted. And good news, though, I do have another interview set up for this Friday, so.
Sweet.
And this is a job that I actually applied for.
Nice.
So, hey.
Yep.
Hopefully.
This one's legit. Like, I can actually go verify my application is real. So hopefully, you know, that doesn't... Hopefully that panned out a little bit better.
I mean, I'll be applying for a new job in 2024. But I should probably, you know, put my application in now-ish and start laying down the framework. Maybe get my name out.
IGM.
No. Presidente.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Got to wait till 2024.
Yep.
So after, you know, Trump's second term, I can...
Oh, God.
I can, you know, President JT gonna wreck this shit.
I feel like, I don't know what's worse, like, would a second Trump term be worse than JT, because you would probably turn it into, like, a Far Cry 5-esque wasteland.
I would do that?
Yeah. You would do it to be funny about it. Like, why not?
You're not wrong.
It was a fun game.
If JT's president, we're gonna get mad exposure. He's gonna promote us. Like,
yeah.
AJ's gonna become required listening.
Cage gonna
be... Yeah. But you'll have to call me the glorious leader, though.
Nope. Not voting for you now.
And you have to salute my picture anywhere you see it. Totally not going to be a dictator.
Speaking of saluting somebody's picture, there's a lack of a picture in one of your walls, JT.
I know!
Do you, though? Because it's not there yet.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe you.
Where were you when Red Light was killed?
I don't know. We gotta ask Nestle, because I'm pretty sure that happened a little bit ago.
Yeah, you can see that in the Discord. That's where you see us telling our Indonesian friend that he is clearly not British.
Yeah. He's a very big fan of all things British, and so we like to poke fun of him and tell him he's not British. So,
yep.
It is a fun time. If you join the Discord and, you know, join us in game night, you'll also get to hear him yell "fuck this game" multiple times.
True story.
Depending on what we're playing.
It's kind of his thing.
It is.
F this, insert game here.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why we love him.
Yep.
So well, join boys, the Discord.
Boys, it looks like another fun episode of the Red Light Roundtable.
We did it again.
We do have one thing to say. Does anyone out there want to create their own podcast?
Well, yeah.
I've thought about it.
Well, if you want...
I just don't know how to.
Well, good thing we have Pinecast.com to help. Pinecast.com is actually a fantastic podcast hosting service. It's what you're listening to this podcast on right now, whether or not you know it. If you want to start your own Pinecast podcast hosting service, go to Pinecast.com, sign up for an account. It'll just say a referral code. Use the code REDLIGHT to get 40% off your first 4 months. And they also have a free option, so you don't even need to use that. But you still should use it anyway. plans start at just $5. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, yep. Do it.
Pinecast.com. Not podcast.com.
Pinecast.com.
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 Overwatch League player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cast.com. One more time.
Pinecast.com.
For 40% off your first 4 months of podcast hosting.
You gotta buy a Zipa.
Red light.
All right. Now we got our selling out done. You can also subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher. Find us wherever you're listening to this. Keep on listening to it that way. Also on our main website at redlight.gg. You can find us on Twitter at redlightgg. You can find me on Twitter at ccagegaming.
You can find me on Twitter at EchoTV, ECKHOTV.
You can find me on the Twitter at RealJoshDor.
You can find me at Profit_OWL.
And sign this man.
Well, that'll be it for today. Have a good day, afternoon, evening, morning, whatever this is for you. Keep it classy.